He looked at her. She returned the look, glanced away.
I found out about it at the Olympics. Sounds silly, I know, but there are lots more things a suit is required to do in competition. When I qualified, one of the wardens took me aside and warned me.
And Martinez?
Martinez was there, as a yeoman. He must have found out somehow. Sounds like him, anyway. Crazy guy, Martinez. We got in a lot of trouble together. See, we were bunked in the same tract, right across the quad from each other.
She stopped talking suddenly, then sat up and began to cough. It was a horrible, choking sound, the sound of something terribly, irrevocably wrong. Felix moved toward her as she slipped down again, still coughing. She tried to reach her panel, but failed as the spasm intensified.
Painter! Key Painter!
She managed to gasp. He picked up her left forearm, found the panel. He fumbled with the keys from his opposite perspective before locating the switch and activating it. Slowly, too slowly, her coughing subsided. He leaned close to her and waited for her eyes to open. When they did, she smiled at him. It was not a smile he would have wanted. It was wistfully sad, heartbreakingly tragic.
"I don't blame Martinez," she said at last. "Being carried off by those bloody... I'd do it myself if a scout suit had the capacity."
She noticed his position, still looming over her.
"Don't worry, Felix. It's not as bad as it sounds."
He nodded, sat down beside her. They both knew she was lying. For a while, there was no sound but the uneven rush of her tortured breath against her microphone. Then she rallied a bit, managed to speak.
Poor Marty,
she began, but choked it off quickly when she heard the break in her voice. Felix winced when he heard her stifling sobs, surprising himself.
Why be surprised, he thought. What's not to understand? No matter how brash she was before, this would have to terrify her now. Who wants to die?
From somewhere deep within him, a tiny voice answered,
"You did."
He ignored it.
Her sobbing, now beyond control, turned to weeping.
He looked away from her, gazing at the distant spire of the knuckle. It was getting light again, he noticed. Soon the ants would be back at full strength, and... He noticed the slope, suddenly, for the first time, actually seeing it and realizing what it meant. This entire end of the mesa had been collapsed by the explosion. Instead of a single narrow route to the top, the ants now had a smooth, black ramp that rose at an easy, convenient angle.
My God, they could come up that 1,000 abreast.
And, of course, they will.
What a silly choice for a symbol,
said, blurted, Forrest abruptly.